Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Leslie Ridge Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And we welcome you into this February 2023 edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Money Radio WPSC's General Manager Joe Martin sits down with the Chamber's Leslie Ridge Allen to discuss what programs and events the Chamber has on tap in the upcoming year.
Okay, Leslie, a lot, as usual, on the Chamber's agenda for 2023. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in store?
Sure, Joe. Thanks so much for having us today. And we are, as usual, jam-packed already in 2023. And this year, we're looking to bring in a lot of new things online, which we're really excited about. I think we had teased with you at the end of last year that we would be launching a leadership academy. I'm really excited to share that that is now live and begins next week. We're going to expand our government relations and government affairs role in the community, and we're doing so through a business day in Harrisburg, which is new for us as well this year. We've also partnered with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation to run something called the National Civics Bee to get the youth engaged and excited about civic participation and engagement. We're doing job fairs, industry-specific job fairs that are aligned with our target industries. And then, of course, we're still continuing on with some of our member favorite events like Celebration of Excellence, Erie Homecoming, our golf outing, as well as a plethora of networking and professional development opportunities throughout the year.
Awesome. Leslie, let's do a deep dive into some of these. The Leadership Academy, you're right, we did talk about it at the end of last year. What is that all about?
So we, in talking with businesses, we recognized that there was a need for some kind of first-time manager training, some soft skills training, some hard skills training. And so we thought, you know, what's a way that we could really support that? And that was kind of the genesis of the what is now Leadership Academy. And as I think any business leader can attest to, leadership happens at all levels in the organization. And so the Leadership Academy really focuses on what those skills are, the specific tools and the action steps that anyone at any point in their career, whether they are a young professional or an established professional looking to maybe make that transition into management for the first time, what are those skills and tools that they would need to really be successful in that? So we're incredibly proud to be partnering with a series of professionals in this area to put on a year-long certificate program for those who are interested. What I really like about this program too, that the way we've set it up is it's going to operate like a continuing education program. So someone is able to sign up for the full year. They could sign up for one quarter, which we have different topics every quarter that we cover, or they can just take the different one-on-one events at their leisure, at their availability, and we'll track that information so that then once they complete the program itself, they receive that certificate and are considered a graduate of the program. We recognize people's schedules are still all over the place, and we wanted to make sure that we, you know, were offering something as flexible as possible for the professionals in our area. So we kick off next week with self-leadership. We'll be talking about, you know, clarifying your purpose, how to have the right energy, the attitude, and the mindset to be a leader. The second quarter focuses all on how to lead a team, how to be that effective manager, the daily discipline that you need, how to build a cohesive team, the value of understanding the different personalities, et cetera. The next section focuses all on communication. I'm finding even, you know, for myself, a new to leadership role professional, that so much of what it comes down to is just that active listening to truly understand beyond the initial symptoms that your team or your employees may be sharing with you, and really try to drive into what the root cause. Is it a hiccup in process? Is it, you know, inconsistency in execution? So really taking that active listening to heart. And then just how to lead effectively with other short form communication. And then lastly, it'll touch on vision, goals, and direction. So how do you lead through change in your organization? How do you get buy-in from your team when you have a vision that maybe they don't understand? Really in-depth, great opportunity, like I said, for any professional in our community that's looking to level up their leadership and management potential moving forward.
Leslie, I absolutely love the idea of the Leadership Academy. In applying it to our industry, I guess just a quick question. You know, and I think it's a credit to the chamber to see a need like this, and you put together an entire program. In our industry, we often see someone succeed at the sales level. And automatically, when there's a sales management position open, we think, okay, this person may be a great candidate to fill that role. They enter the role and they are a complete fish out of water. It just is not suited. So it doesn't necessarily translate great salesperson with great manager. This, it sounds like, may be the ideal tool for someone like that.
You are 100% correct. And that is the feedback that we get. And I think that applies to businesses anywhere. People assume that if an individual can excel at the role, they can excel at managing. And we find that that's not true. Someone could conversely not be a great salesperson in terms of businesses closed, but they may be a fantastic people person that gets the theory of sales, understands the process, and would be the most effective leader. And so you're 100% right. It's one of the most overlooked areas, honestly, because businesses do follow what you just implied. They hire the best performer or promote the best performer for this role, but they don't give them the training. And so they're still looking at it from an execution action standpoint, not the management standpoint. And this would be a fantastic solution for that.
It definitely sounds it. And Leslie, looking at the big list of things on the chamber agenda for 2023, the second item that you mentioned was the National Civics Bee. What is that?
Yeah, so we were approached by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation to partner with them in a new initiative called the National Civics Bee. And it's an opportunity for middle school students to show off their ideas and their citizenship skills as part of this competition, really. So it's an annual competition, again, focusing on young, middle school age kids and schools throughout our community to engage in civics and contribute to the community at large. And so the first round, which is where we are in the process right now, local middle school students are submitting essays talking about civic engagement and their big ideas. And we'll be hosting a local kind of competition where the top 20, I believe it's top 20 submissions of the essays will then come to this event. They'll do a live competition. They'll read their essay. They'll be solving some problems on the spot, doing a little bit of like live quiz trivia. And then we're going to take the top three finalists from that process, and they'll be moving on to a statewide competition. So they'll have the opportunity to be competing amongst other middle schoolers across the state for that top title, if you will, for the National Civics Bee. So, you know, with government affairs being one of the core functions of the chamber, we thought that this was just a great way to get involved and get the community involved at a younger age and understanding the value of public service, the value of civic engagement, and how that can start today. Regardless of where you are in your career or in your upbringing, there's opportunities for all to have a voice and shape our community into the community that they really want to live in.
What an absolutely great idea. How can someone learn more about the project?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, eriepa.com, and there's a banner right on our homepage talking about the Civics Bee. The deadline to enter is today, Friday, February 24th, by midnight or right before midnight to be considered. And then we'll be having that local competition sometime in late April, early May, I believe. And so anyone in the community who's interested and wants to support the young kids who submitted and are being recognized, we'd love to have them attend and show their support for the National Civics Bee program.
Fantastic. And I know also coming up is the Business Day in Harrisburg. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Chamber's role is in that and what it's all about?
Sure. So I don't think it's any, you know, surprise, though it might be a common misperception, that there is public funding and public grants and opportunities to play a role in private development and investment in the community. And one of the roles that we recognize at the Chamber that's essential for us is to put a name and a face together down in our state capital. And so Business Day in Harrisburg is really just an opportunity for us to be that connector and that facilitator between private industry leaders and our local delegation, as well as the whole statewide delegation. So it, again, just that opportunity to come down, introduce ourselves, talk about some of the key issues that we believe would be instrumental in helping move the Erie community along, and begin that relationship with not just our current representatives like Representative Bizarro, Representative Mirsky, Representative Harkins, Senator Laughlin, but expand that to their colleagues in the state Senate that represent other communities than Erie. We're excited. It'll be new this year. We hope to see it, you know, grow in the coming years as well. But really building those inroads and relationships in Harrisburg can only benefit us long term in helping bring some of those resources and tax dollars back to our community and putting them to work.
Leslie, last year in a lot of the programs that we did, we discussed the biggest problems that your members were having. And inevitably, the one that always came up was the proper amount of workforce and make sure they were fully staffed. It sounds like you, by adding the job fairs this year, are helping your members address just that problem, aren't you?
We are. So if you recall, several years back, we did a report called the Garner Economic Development and Competitive Realities Report. And part of that report viewed our community through the lens of site selectors, business attraction, and economic development, kind of where we ranked across a common criteria of like 52 different factors. And so where we found a need and a role that we felt that we could fill and play last year was hosting those industry-specific job fairs that aligned with the six target industries that came out of that report. And these are industries that we as a community are well positioned to have exponential growth in. But you're right, you fast forward post pandemic and the challenge of workforce has continued. And so this year we'll be hosting several job fairs. Our first is coming up on March 28th, and it is geared towards the healthcare and life science industries, with anything that falls within that. So hospital nursing, in-home healthcare, all the way to pharmaceuticals and biomedical and things like that. And so on the 28th of March, we would invite, first of all, any business that's interested in being a vendor, filling job roles to participate, but anyone who's listening who might be looking for a career in that industry, we would invite them to come up to the Ambassador between 2 and 6 p.m. and take a look at what we have in the community. I believe the last count, there's something to the effect of over 2,000 jobs already that would be open. They're actively looking for candidates for, and it could be anything from a medical assistant, front desk associate, patient care, physicians, nurses, practice providers, office assistants, environmental science. I mean, it truly runs the gamut of that industry. So like I said, anyone who has an interest or a passion in healthcare or in life sciences, we'd love to see them on the 28th.
Leslie, the next topic that we're going to talk about is your Celebration of Excellence. And I've had the good fortune of covering these several times. This is a great night and a great event. Can you tell us all about this year's Celebration of Excellence?
Sure, I'd love to. So Celebration of Excellence is our longstanding tradition of honoring the businesses that demonstrate a commitment to progress in our community. This year's event is on Thursday, April 13th from 5:30 to 8 at the Ambassador Conference Center. It's an evening under the stars. But more importantly, it's an opportunity to honor some of the stars in our community who are doing exceptional things. As part of this program, we award the Louis J. Tullio Community Service Award for someone who's demonstrated a true lifetime and legacy of service within the business community. We have a small business award recognizing new breakout businesses or existing small businesses that are truly collaborative and look to support the community in different avenues through their business. We award the Forward Award, which honors someone who really is putting in place those world-class best foot forward practices related to workforce development, talent attraction, and culture in their workplace. And then lastly, we have an Emerging Leader Award, which honors a young professional that's truly demonstrating excellence in creativity and the potential to become that organization's or a community leader down the road as their career continues to develop. But it's always a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere, live music, great food, and just a wonderful time for Erie business leaders, Erie professionals to come together, show up, connect, support each other, and just take a moment to truly honor and recognize the work that they do.
Yeah, it is. It is a truly awesome night when that celebration of excellence occurs. And last but not least, we've done in past years on this show entire shows talking about the Roadshow. And yes. I know you're bringing it back, and I know a little bit about it, and I know how effective they were. Can you talk a little bit about where you'll be heading with the Roadshow and remind us what a Roadshow is?
Sure. So roadshows are something that we started a few years ago. You know, there's a misperception that because we are located downtown, that we are just a downtown specific chamber. And that's not the case. We are a regional chamber. We truly care about what's going on, you know, as far east as the New York border and a little beyond, and as far west as the Ohio border and a little bit down, and as far south as the Meadville area. And so roadshows were our opportunity to take some of our team and go out in these communities and just be available to them. It's one of the ways that we're able to conduct our business outreach services. So for the listeners that might not be familiar, one of the core things that we do at the chamber is sit down with business owners and just find out what's keeping you up at night. What opportunities for growth do you have? What kind of vendors do you need? Are you in need of different suppliers? Are you looking to break into a different market? Anything related to their challenges and their opportunities, and then get them connected to other businesses they may have never met or be aware exist within the region, as well as the economic development partners that we work with on a daily basis that could potentially help them as well. And so this year, we're headed out to Harbor Creek, March 8th and 9th, Fairview, March 15th and 16th, Northeast on March 22nd and 23rd, and down into Cory on March 29th and 30th. So we're meeting with businesses in the mornings and in the evenings on location. And then we will be setting up shop either with local townships or the local chambers or other organizations that have agreed to let us use their space in the afternoon for kind of like pop-in office hours. Because we recognize some businesses may not be able to take a full hour with us, but they still have a specific issue. So they can come meet the chamber team at that time during those office hour windows, get that answer solved, and then hopefully be able to go back to their business and implement that as soon as possible to help move things along.
In the past, and what always impressed me about the Roadshow when this topic came up and when you've done it in past years, is all too often, I think, as business owners, and we do nothing every day except speak to business owners, and we can kind of have the blinders on. And if there's a particular problem that's been plaguing our business, whether it be workforce related, marketing related, or something along those lines, we tend to look at it in a funnel, unfortunately. And the chamber is anything but that. You kind of have a more broad-based view of looking at an issue and then utilizing your power of connecting to solve it. It really is an amazing event and a great opportunity for businesses.
You know, we always say that a business owner's responsibility is their business. And where the chamber loves to be a partner is let us worry about and let us figure out everything else in the system and present it to you on a platter so that you can just pick and choose the things that make the most sense for where you're looking to go. We don't want you wasting time figuring out that system for yourself. We don't want you to waste energy and resources of you as the owner or anyone else on your team to figure that out. We are truly the most efficient organization at being able to pull together all of those right players and people and fellow professionals to help overcome the obstacle or accelerate the opportunity in front of them. So yeah, it's really one of, I think, the best kept secret, which we don't want to be a secret. We want everyone to know, you know, about this outreach program. So the business outreach visits as a whole, whether it's the roadshow or a business calling us one-on-one, it really is an opportunity for us to create that efficiency within the organization and bring all of the right players to the table to solve that problem, attack that obstacle, or accelerate their opportunity for growth without, again, spending the time, energy, and effort of their business, of their team to do so. And so for any business that hasn't had an outreach visit, I would highly encourage them to sign up for the roadshow or just call us directly and get in touch with Kristen Carfalt or Del Birch in our office and have that opportunity for us to come out. It's a complimentary service. People don't need to be chamber members to take advantage of it. It's truly the way in which we do our business retention and expansion and make sure that those businesses that are currently operating, one, understand how much we appreciate their investment in the Erie community, their support of the people that they employ, and then to educate and make sure that they're aware of all of the resources and opportunities that we can help bring to the table for their continued success.
Leslie, in closing, and once again, thank you for the time today. Phenomenal job in laying out the year of 2023 for the Chamber, which is going to be a very busy year once again. Anything else you'd like to share in closing?
Sure. Well, again, we always appreciate the opportunity to come on and share the good things that we're doing here at the Erie Regional Chamber. I would highly encourage anyone to check out our networking events that we do throughout the year. We have a Connect for Coffee coming up on March 7th. We have a meet and greet on the 14th of March, which is a great event for anyone who maybe has no idea what we do or has never met anyone from the team, and they just would like to come out for coffee and donuts and get to know us. We'd love to see them there, as well as obviously our signature events throughout the year. All of the information can be found online at our website, eriepa.com. And if there's anything that we can do for businesses listening, for the professionals in the community that are listening, please don't hesitate to reach out to us again, either online, eriepa.com, or they can always call us 814-454-7191. And anyone on our team would be happy to assist them and answer any questions.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.